People who live in glass houses are exhibitionists. Ah, the insight of hindsight. Ever had the feeling that we've changed so much that we really don't care whether a thing is good or evil? Is it in or out? Which might be summed up in the famous words of our old pal Anonymous. He said, people need to be reminded, not instructed. Ah, some quotes of the evening. In these times, you have to be an optimist to open your eyes when you awaken in the morning. Carl Sandburg. From the mouth of Zsa-Zsa Gabor, of course I believe in large families. Every woman should have at least three husbands. Louis Armstrong, explain jazz. Man, if you gotta ask, you ain't never gonna know. Yes, I suppose so. Dag Hammarskjöld, a successful lie is doubly a lie. An error which has to be corrected is a heavier burden than the truth. Tomorrow is Columbus Day. I hope you'll note that fact. There's a marvelous book you should get hold of. It's called He Discovered America, But They Named It After Me. It's by Amerigo Vespucci. Prejudice of sorts, but I'm rather glad, really, because I don't think I'd like to live in a land called the United States of Vespucci. What's up this evening? Well, Dow Jones averages up, the Dodgers up, the temperature up, President Johnson up, the cost of living up. I'm with you. The phone number is Hollywood 19911 and Kimberley 14700. Now, our first guest is Bishop C. Fane Kyle. The Right Reverend is presiding bishop of Conservative Christian Churches of America, Incorporated. It's a non-sectarian church body. He's founder and executive director of America's only anti-demonstration organization, known officially as Dedicated Independent Society Committee Against Racial Demonstrations, Inc. He's founder and national chairman of a new national political party, which was incorporated just a couple of months ago under the official name of the Christian Conservative Party. He serves as chairman of the Keep Hoover Committee, president of the Conservative Broadcasting Corporation, chairman of the California Recall Committee, director of the Public Spirited Conservatives of the USA, Inc., and chairman of what he calls the 4.5 million Yes on Proposition 14 Committee. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Are you in favor of civil rights?
Yes, I'm in favor of civil rights, but I'm not in favor of the methods that are being used to reach the objective.
Well, sir, are you in favor of the abuses of civil rights that have occurred in this country for quite a long while?
No, I'm not in favor of any abuses, but two wrongs never make a right, sir.
Well, sir, what would you advocate, then, in the way of the Negro going about getting that which is his due?
I would advocate him, his going on, just like he was going, through education, through sitting down at the conference table, knowing that it takes time to work out all things. I'm well aware of the fact that they say they've been waiting for a long, long time, but they have forgotten that the Indians have been waiting much longer than have Negroes.
But we don't hear the Indian voice quite so loud because we wipe most of them out and put the rest on reservations.
That's right. And yet the Indians are not demonstrating and rioting and carrying all this foolish, senseless, rioting like Negroes have been doing at the instance of Martin Luther King and others.
But, sir, we wiped out most of the Indians.
Well, we have 500,000 of them left in this country. Of course, they are pushed back on reservations, and they're being mistreated, but at the same time, they are working through constitutional government.
To die off gradually.
Washington, D.C., and little by little, they are making progress. Ever so often, you hear where another $500 million or several hundred millions of dollars have been appropriated for their cause.
But you can't just shovel government money out and hope that that will be the answer, sir. Particularly as a conservative, you must realize that.
Yes.
Well, now, you're not in favor of demonstrations, but I think that most people in this world who have been equally oppressed for such a long period have taken up arms, and they have gone into the streets and blooded themselves and battled. For the most part, this has been something of a quiet demonstration. Well, clamorous, but not violent.
Yes, well, regardless how many may have done so, it's wrong. It's illegal, it's unlawful, it's unwise.
Well, sir, so was the Civil War.
Beg pardon?
So was the Civil War.
Yeah, I know there was a Civil War.
But more Americans were killed in the Civil War than have been killed in every war since that time, including World War II. And the people right now who are demonstrating, both black and white, they're not bloodying each other. They're trying very hard not to.
What is the need of having courts, of law here in the land, if we're going to disrecognize them and take the matters into our own hand and settle our own differences and ignore the courts of the land.
Well, sir, you as a conservative surely would appreciate the reasoning for that, that the individual has rights and must defend them and take up arms if necessary. But thank God the Negro who's trying for his rights hasn't done so.
You must remember, first of all, before being a conservative, I'm a Christian minister.
Onward, Christian soldiers.
And my Lord teaches me to hold my peace and let God fight my battles for me.
No, sir, he tells us to fight the good fight.
To render evil for evil or railing for railing, but I am to overcome evil with good, and I'm not to let anything be done through vainglory or strife.
Bishop.
Yes.
In the past 2 years, we have seen passed a civil rights bill and a voting rights bill. Are these evil?
We didn't need the civil rights bill. I have a letter before me now that I sent quite some time ago to the chairman of the committee that was acting on the civil rights bill, and I told him that discard and all of our organizations. This letter was addressed to the Honorable Howard W. Smith, chairman of the House Rules Committee, Washington, D.C., under date of January 17, 1964. And I told him, among other things, that the above-named charitable and educational nonprofit corporation is not quite 2 months old as of this date. And then I went on to say that it was chartered in Sacramento on November the 19th, 1963. In recent letters to His Excellency, President Lyndon B. Johnson, and to Honorable Robert F. Kennedy, Attorney General, we did respectfully voice our firm belief that a general frightening race war is going to break out in this country unless these foolish, nonsensical demonstrations and all this agitation is brought to an end soon and very soon.
Bishop Kyle,
yes.
Are the people of dark skin being mistreated in the South?
Are they being mistreated?
Yes, sir.
Not any more than they're being mistreated in the North. Not as much.
Are the people of dark skin in this country getting their fair deal? A fair deal, a square deal. Are they getting to live the American life?
They have the same chance as anyone else has. You see, when you talk
about that?
The people of dark skin in the South, you see, that's hypocrisy when people pretend that the South is so mean to the Negro. Now, the facts are that the greatest race riots that ever took place in the history of this country, first of all, it was in Chicago, Illinois, back in 1919. There were more Negroes killed during the Chicago race riots than all the Negroes that had been lynched and mobbed in the history of the Southland.
But, sir,
the northern white man says, come up here, we're your friends, and then gets him up there and shoots him from ambush.
So we don't know about how many people have been lynched?
Well, I know about it. I have the statistics.
Would you admit, sir, that the Negro has been at all mistreated in the South?
I admit that the Negroes and whites and everybody everywhere, that somebody has mistreated somebody, yes.
Oh, sir, this is a nonsensical argument.
We must not lose our head and let the commies encourage us to bring about a frightening race war that will destroy our beloved America just because Negroes or a few whites have been mistreated in any section of our country.
Are you a Negro, sir?
Yes, I am.
Do you believe in integration?
Born in Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm a Southerner. Born and educated in the Southland.
Do you believe in integration?
I don't believe in forced integration.
No, I just do. Do you believe in integration?
I do not believe in what I say, forced integration.
No, I'm not forced. I ask you whether you believe in integration, sir.
I am not for integration as when it comes to being forced, and there never will be integration.
I'm not saying forced.
Otherwise, in this nation or in any other nation in the world.
What does integration mean then, sir?
The only time we ever had a oneness or a one-worldism in the history of the world, we have it in the Bible in the 11th chapter of Genesis, when it says there the whole earth was of one language and of one speech, and that it came to pass as they journeyed toward the east, they came to the plain of Shinar, and there they decided to mark time and build for themselves a city and a tower whose top would reach to heaven. So when we had the one worldism and had integration worldwide, what did the people do with that oneness? They sought to force their way into God's heaven. They weren't
living in 1965. We're not in God's heaven. We're on God's earth.
So. I know that, but you see, now they're forcing their way into hotels and forcing their way into automobile shops and into restaurants and cafes and various other places where they are not wanted.
Are you honestly being serious with this opinion, sir?
Oh, I am, but I regret that you would ask such a question. Why would I be on your show if I wasn't serious? Why would I be the head of these organizations if I'm not serious?
Could I ask how many followers you have?
How many do I have?
Yes, sir.
I don't know.
Could you approximate?
Oh, hell, we have members throughout the nation. Almost every state.
Bishop Kyle.
Yes.
You said you were not for forced integration. I kept saying, no, not forced, just integration. What is integration?
I'm not for integration, no.
What is integration, sir?
It's an evil. Why should we have it? Why should you force people together? Why should you even encourage them?
Why should you force people apart?
Beg pardon?
Why should you force people apart?
I didn't say I was for forcing them apart. I'm to...
If you're not for integration, you're for segregation.
You see, and the people who pretend that they're for integration, regardless of who it is, if it's you or whoever it might be, in my book, why, you're full of hypocrisy.
Bishop, could you tell me what is integration?
Well, you're talking. You should tell me. You asked me if I was for it. I'm sure that you must give me credit enough for having intelligence enough to know what integration is when I'm against it.
But you preach and I don't, sir. I listen. All right, I'll try my way, sir. I'm a fairly new American, and there are many reasons that I came to this country. And one of them is I thought that people had a chance here. Didn't matter what their color was, didn't matter what their religion or their background or their national origin. That not immediately does everything come to all people. But I didn't think that people had to be subjugated. And I don't think integration means running off with somebody else's daughter, not that it's anybody else's affair but my own, or whoever does it. I do not believe that integration suddenly means that you're going to rush out and find somebody of a different race. I think you'll find, as the Bible would tell us, that forbidden fruit anyway is far more attractive. Forbidden fruit.
Well, it says bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Stolen waters are sweet. That's the way it reads.
All right. So.
Of course, I'm very well acquainted with you, Michael, because I listened to you week after week when you was on KEWB. So I'm very well acquainted with you, sir. And I have great high regard and respect for you.
But, sir, I'm ashamed of your view.
Wise men differ, but only fools fall out. I don't fall out with anyone because I differ with them, but I certainly stand firm in what I believe.
Well, sir, what do you basically believe? Are all men created equal?
No, sir. All men are not created equal, and you know that. And you can't find one place in God's Bible where it says all men are created equal. The only place you find it, you find something to that effect in the Constitution. Now, you can't cite one scriptural text.
But one second,
where
sir.
Where all men are created equal.
It wasn't necessary, because we were all created in the likeness of God.
Well, yes, but what does it mean when it says in the likeness of God?
I don't know. I think some of us are God-forsaken.
I went to the automobile roll like they did over in San Francisco and in the Sheraton Palace Hotel.
But they succeeded, bless them. Sir, by your definition, then you shouldn't be allowed in the hotel that I go into because you have told me yourself you're black.
I didn't say I was black. I said I'm a Negro.
Strange thing is, I usually find the objection is the other way around. Well, then, what is a Negro, sir?
Well, you answer that.
I thought an American of dark skin, and we usually say black when you call me white.
I didn't call you white. You see, my great-grandfather was a general in the Civil War, and yet I'm a Negro. Because, you know, people are mixed up in this country.
Bishop Kyle,
yes?
Let me ask you just a couple of questions, if I may, and then I'd like to open the lines, if you'd care to answer some questions from our listeners.
Answer any and as long as you want them answered.
Hollywood 1-9911. HO1-9911 is the number. I'm Michael Jackson. Our guest is Bishop Kyle, who is an American Negro. He says of Knoxville, Tennessee, who received his education in the South. He is founder and national chairman of a new national political party under the official name of the Christian Conservative Party. He's a founder and executive director of America's only anti-demonstration organization and officially has dedicated independent society committee against racial demonstrations. What's wrong with racial demonstrations? What's wrong with racial demonstrations, sir?
What's wrong with them?
Yes.
They are illegal. They are unlawful. They are silly, foolish, crazy, and everything else. And they, there's no nothing in the Constitution that justifies them. The word demonstrate or demonstration is not to be found in the Constitution. What our Constitution says is, and I quote, Congress shall make no law prohibiting the right of the people peaceably to assemble
and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
A redress of grievances, unquote. Now, that doesn't mean to go demonstrate in the Sheridan Palace on Automobile Row in somebody's restaurant. Now, there's such thing in the law book as unlawful assembly, and in law, the definition says, a gathering of three or more persons whose actions cause a reasonable doubt of their peaceful intent,
so
unquote.
You told me about your grandfather being a general. Then I would say to you, was it fair for the Americans of...
said that to show you...
Fine. Was it fair for your people in this country then, sir, to have fought Britain for because of taxation without representation? Was it fair to have gone for war? The American Negro isn't going to violent war. He's giving us something of a beautiful modern revolution, the idea of which is perhaps Thoreau's or perhaps Mahatma Gandhi's.
Yeah, why are you so interested in the American Negro? I didn't ask you to do anything for me. I'm not asking any white man or anybody else to do anything for me. If I can pat to my door, and the proof that if a Negro can produce that he's in demand is the fact that I'm on your show tonight.
Sir, I'm not doing it for you.
I didn't ask you to get on your show. I appreciate the fact that...
I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for me.
This network?
I'm doing it as an American.
Yes. Well, I'm doing it as an American, too, but I didn't ask to do it. You see, you found out that a man named Kyle had something on the ball.
Found out that a man named Kyle is spreading hatred.
I am not spreading hatred.
In the name of God.
And you are speaking an untruth when you say that.
All right, Bishop Kyle. I start by apologizing for saying that you're spreading hatred, but I'd like to tell you...
I accept your apology.
Fine. What are you spreading?
I am spreading love and truth according to God's holy and righteous word.
Why does God mention segregation in his Bible?
I am not a segregationist, and you can be sued for that. I have several suits in now.
May I ask you, please, sir, to sue me? My name is Michael Jackson. I'm at KNX.
Exactly what your name is. I know you very well.
Please sue me, sir, because I'd like very much to expose you. Bishop Kyle, if you're not for integration, what are you for?
I told you I am for right and righteousness. I am not a right winger. I'm not a left winger. I have long since accepted the right, but the word right, as I use it, relates to the word righteousness because I'm a minister of righteousness, so it's a matter of right versus wrong.
And what is the wrong?
And the wrong is demonstration and all this ungodly stuff that Martin Luther King and you and others are carrying on.
Martin Luther King, considered by his followers to be a beautiful person.
He's a billionaire, and I have it on good authority that he's banking his money in Switzerland, and he, in my book, is public enemy number one in America.
I wonder if you could substantiate that. The world saw him good enough to be a Nobel Peace Prize winner.
I have a copy, and I sent it to you, and I'm sure you've read it. I challenged him to a debate nearly 2 years ago. I sent it the challenge to him by registered mail, and I received the return receipt back with his signature affixed there too. But he's never replied. He dare not meet me, and you dare not meet me either.
I'm doing so right now with a far bigger forum than a stage.
I'm on a platform, and let the people be the judge.
I'll meet you anytime, any place you like, sir.
Make the arrangement. You made this arrangement, so make the arrangement. I'm ready.
Boy, you're willing to fight for your cause, aren't you, sir?
Beg pardon?
You're willing to fight for your cause.
I'm willing to fight legally, yes.
But then so are the people in this country willing to fight legally.
Legal when they hit the streets. God didn't send any preacher, priest, or rabbi to hit the streets. He told them, go preach the gospel of peace.
Well, sir, I seem to remember Jesus doing this, sir, turning over the tables of the moneylenders.
Well, you're not Jesus, and I am not either. Martin Luther King is not Jesus.
And he doesn't pretend to be.
For me now, Romans 13:13, it said, let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, and that's what Martin Luther King and all the rest of the integrationists are doing.
Sir, what were the Crusades in honor of? What were they for?
What were they for? Well, you've always had somebody, you see, with some sort of a mind thinking that they could get out and do more for the people than God could do for them. God's favorite people The Israelites stayed in bondage 430 years, and every time they sought to rise up and throw off the yoke, they sank deeper into bondage. But when they finally unhumbled themselves and prayed, like the scripture says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, then God heard their prayers and sent a Moses to deliver them, but not through rioting, not through fighting, and not a shot was fired.
Bishop Kyle,
yes.
If those who are oppressed are to remain oppressed until God sees fit that they should be delivered, then I would say to you, why doesn't America lay down its arms and let the powerful and growing communists take us over?
Now, you see, I'm not talking about why America not do this or not do that. You asking me my views, and I'm giving you my views. I cannot speak for America. I'm speaking for Bishop C. Fane Kyle of Richmond, California.
What if I'm a Negro, sir, and I can't vote? What should I do?
Well, all right, they can vote if they want to vote. In the state of Alabama, they raised all the ruckus about not voting down there, and of the, I think, 68 counties in that state, there were only about 4 or 5 counties where they'd had some trouble not permitting the Negroes to vote, and yet you painted the whole entire state of Alabama as being guilty. See, that's crooked from the very start with, and it's a racket perpetrated upon the American people.
By what, or by whom?
By the communists and Martin Luther King, and all others who believe as they do.
That's strange. The way you worded that, sir, Martin Luther King, the communists, and all others who believe as they do, that too verges on libelous.
That's all right. I'm ready. I've been doing this. I'm on a 50,000-watt radio station here in Northern California, and I constantly and continuously.
May its transmitter tower fall over.
And you can't get anybody to sue me.
We'll try.
Debate with me either. You haven't got anybody yet.
I'll debate with you anytime you like, sir.
Yeah, well, I told you to make the arrangements. You wouldn't hardly find a place large enough to hold the people.
Our phone number is Hollywood 1-9911. Our guest is Bishop C. Fane Kyle, who's an American Negro who is leader and founder, executive director of America's only anti-demonstration organization known officially as the Dedicated Independent Society Committee Against Racial Demonstrations, Inc. He's founder and national chairman of what they call a new national political party, the official name of which is the Christian Conservative Party. Let's open our lines now, if you care to speak with the bishop. In 1 minute, the phone number, Hollywood 1-9911.
Hi, this is Lucille Ball. Do you want an exciting evening out? Then take the family to the Coconut Grove to see and hear that remarkable performer, Wayne Newton.
This message is directed to all listeners who are losing money every day and just don't realize it. Now, where's all that money going? Nowhere, and that's just it. It's the interest you're not getting by saving in a commercial bank. At best, commercial banks today pay only 4% interest on passbook accounts. Lytton Savers earned that much way back in 1957. Today, an insured Lytton Savings account pays a big 4.97%. When our current annual rate of 4.85 is compounded daily and maintained for a year. And Lytton Savers also get 2 additional benefits that are indeed very profitable. They are full interest to date of withdrawal on funds held 6 months, and full interest from the day funds are received, paid at quarter's end. Now, no one really likes to lose money, not every day, so start making it for a change. Transfer your savings to Lytton Savings and Loan Association, Home Office Hollywood, branches Los Angeles, Canoga Park, Pomona. Do it by October 11th and earn full interest from the 1st.
Bishop Kyle, just before we take our first call, and there are many on the line, a question. You mentioned Martin Luther King and communists in much the same breath, but Martin Luther King is really doing that which has been approved by the administration?
Well, that doesn't make it right, even if you approve it.
But the majority wills it.
The majority is not. The majority is on Broadway, according to the Bible.
The majority is on Broadway.
It's wrong, not right. The majority is always wrong, and you know it.
Hitler felt the same way.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Would you care to speak to Bishop Kyle?
No, I'd rather speak to you, Michael.
All right, sir.
Is this a serious show, or are you satirizing the issue by doing a Joe Pine?
No, sir.
Well, I'm very serious, Michael, on this, because you did sort of say things that I didn't think you were going to say.
Would you tell me what they are, rather than throwing the name of somebody else who's in the same profession and for whom, I'd rather not say how I feel about that aspect of show business. Now,
I didn't say anything against Joe Pine. What I'm getting at is...
No, you don't have to.
I thought your show was a serious show. And that is rather serious.
Stop sounding like a wounded bird, sir. Tell me what it is you want to say.
You are doing banter with foolishness, and you know it.
I am doing banter, sir, with a man who has hundreds of thousands of followers, and if you can't take listening to it, then please tune to a pine.
Oh, I can take it, Michael, very easily, but I'm surprised that you would almost waste your time on this foolishness. I really am.
Over the past few weeks, we've had everybody from Barry Goldwater to some of your leading senators to your vice president to film stars to people like you and me. If you don't like the variety, sir, please turn off, but these people have got to be heard. You can't just hear that which is pleasing to your ear.
Oh, well, look, everything is pleasing to my ear. I listen to all viewpoints, but I am surprised that you would indulge in this sort of thing.
Thank you for your surprise. Good night. Oh, he couldn't even say good night. Sir, I abhor your point of view. I detest it. I am saddened by it because when people believe in a man of religion, they believe all the way. I want no more than to show you for what I think you are, sir. It's hard to find out what that is, but I hope that within the next half hour or so we will discover.
Make it as long as you want.
But the point is, we've got to hear these...
All the way to 11:30 if necessary.
Not on your Nelly. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, Mike. I would like to ask the bishop three closely related questions, quite briefly.
Please go ahead.
First, I would like to ask his opinion concerning today's statements by Robert Welch of the John Birch Society concerning the civil rights movement. Secondly, I would like to ask him his opinion regarding the statements after the Los Angeles Watts, so-called Watts riots, the subsequent statements made by the Chief of Police Parker, his opinions of those statements, and thirdly, his opinion as to whether or not a policeman's membership in the John Birch Society, whether or not such membership makes him more or less
a policeman.
Well, more or less inclined to give people equal...
justice?
Yeah, that's it.
By the way, before you do answer that, Bishop, I'm hoping for the gentleman and for yourself that Robert Welch will be joining us sometime this week on the program. Go ahead.
Yes. Now, he asked about a statement that Robert Welch made today on civil rights. I have not read such a statement as yet, so I cannot answer that.
Fine. And the other 2 points?
And let me see. I didn't get this.
He wants to know whether a policeman who's a member of the Birch Society can efficiently do his job and give equal treatment to all people in this country.
Can who do that?
A policeman who's a member of the Birch Society.
Well, I'm not that well acquainted with the John Birch Society. I happen to know, however, that Robert Welch is being banqueted tonight in Hollywood.
Less than 50 yards from where we're sitting.
Beg pardon?
Less from 50 yards from where I'm sitting.
My oldest daughter is at the head table.
Your oldest daughter who received $1,000 from the Birch Society last year as the first Negro to receive a scholarship from the Birch Society.
That's right. She's at the head table. They left here at the International Airport 4 o'clock this afternoon, and yet my daughter, my wife, a member of our family consisting of 8 persons, is a member of the John Birch Society. We never have been, and we don't expect to be. However, I am personally acquainted, with any number of John Birchers or members of the John Birch Society, and those with whom I've had the pleasure of meeting, I find them to be real Americans. Now, that's all I can say about the John Birch Society.
So I hope that...
About the riot in Watts there, I have before me a news release that I put out. And the last paragraph for this news release, while the riot was taking place, says, during the past several years, Bishop C. Thane Kyle has repeatedly warned and sought to alert the American people that Martin Luther King is the most dangerous man in the world today, and that such disasters as the one that recently struck Los Angeles and Watts are inevitable under his kind of leadership.
Well, now, sir, it's time for...
The entire nation will become locked in a hopeless, devastating race war unless King, who has openly defied both municipal, county, state, and federal court edicts and injunctions and gotten away with it, is shorn of his power and imprisoned for his criminal acts and deeds for defying the courts of the land.
It's now time for the news. If you could care to hold, we can continue this after.
All right.
This is KNX. By the way, I think that last statement, sir, Bishop, I think that statement of yours is true idiocy, and I'd love to debate it with you afterwards.
Well, you can debate it anytime you're ready. Anything else, I'm ready.
K KNX, KNX FM, 1070 Radio in Los Angeles. The phone number, Hollywood 1-9911.
Hi, this is Bobby Darin, and I want to tell you there's a giant in our town. His name, Wayne Newton, and he's one of the most exciting, versatile young entertainers in all the show business. Now, Wayne will be at the Coconut Grove from October 12th through November 1st. Don't miss him.
Number two, I'm Michael Jackson on KNX. The phone number, Hollywood 1-9911. How often Christians pray that the Holy Spirit will remake the face of the earth, yet how dull some of us are at the suggestion that we too have a part to play in this transformation and that we can hardly hope to storm heaven from the second swimming pool or the third car. Our new resources are, if we will, the instruments of a new society and a new liberation. But God doesn't act without us, yet our guest seems to think that he does, that we have to await his word before we can change the status quo. Our guest is Bishop C. Thane Kyle, who is a conservative Negro clergyman who, by his own words, recognizes Martin Luther King as a dangerous false leader for the Negro people. He, with the help of the National Council of Churches, are creating, he says, an atmosphere of hatred between the races. Hello again, Bishop.
Yes.
Ready for some more calls?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Bishop Kyle's on the line. Would you care to go ahead?
Yes, sir. I would like to ask the bishop whether he was ever affiliated with the group known as the Afro-Americans or whether he was aware of this particular group that was so active here in the last general election. They were working for Goldwater here and were also for Yes on 14.
No, I'm not familiar with the group Afro-Americans, and of course I'm not affiliated with it, but I was the one who took the lead in the state of Yes on Proposition 14, so much so until I have two very beautiful plaques that were awarded to me for my work on Yes on 14 hanging here in my office now.
Mm-hmm. Idols.
Yes.
Sir, if you're not familiar with the Afro-Americans, then how can you possibly be familiar with the whole picture? These are a vital, vigorous group of people who have their own beliefs and attitudes. I think you'll find that one of their major headquarters is in Oakland, California, and we're calling you in Richmond. It's just around the corner.
Oh, you mean you're talking about the Afro-Americans of which Donald Warden is the...
The young lawyer, yes.
Yes. Well, I'm personally acquainted with Donald Warden, and I know about his work. I didn't catch the name at first. But although I'm familiar with Warden and his work and consider that what he's advocating to be very good, that is to say, he's suggesting that Negroes pool their funds and build factories to put Negroes to work, I can't find anything wrong with that, but that's not what I'm trying to do. What I am trying to do is to help save an America so that we'll have an America to build factories in.
Yes. Well, do you agree with their particular idea that the Negro man should have his own communities and more or less be equal with the whites in the sense of having the same responsibilities within communities, not necessarily integrated communities, but communities where the Negro man has the white man's respect for working quite hard in certain community activities and things of this nature.
Do you mean sort of like apartheid?
Yeah. Well, not really.
I don't know about the word you're using now from South Africa.
Not really.
No.
Not really. Just something so that the Negro could demonstrate to the white man. Now, I heard this idea expressed by a particular Afro-American whom I worked with during the campaign, that so that the black man and the white man could live side by side having respect for one another because of the fact that the white and black men were working equally hard in necessarily different communities. But
both or either of you, answer me this.
Yes, sir.
Why? Why should that be the case? This is one country. Why not have an area for the people of Polish descent?
No, now, in the first place, I am a Caucasian American. I heard this expressed by a Negro gentleman. I was amazed at his attitude entirely, and yet he was the one who said it. He said that he wanted the white man's respect. He did not want to force himself on the white man.
All right. Now, ma'am.
Yes.
Bishop, let's ask the bishop. Why? Well, why should people develop separately? Why can they not develop within the same society, wishing to ignore if they choose to, or to be part of if they select to?
But I think people should do what they want to do.
But people want...
I live in a place in that part of Richmond, California, called Parchester Village. It is a tract with 410 homes, all Negro. No white persons live here.
What a pity.
And I'm just as satisfied to be living with my Negro people as I can be. I don't want to get away from them. They need me. I need them.
What a pity.
I don't want my children bussed all the way across town just to sit in the school beside the white child. That's ridiculous to say he can't learn anything unless the white child's sitting beside him or he's sitting beside a white child. I believe in neighborhood schools. I don't believe in all this junk talk about de facto segregation in the school business and so on, you see.
What do you think of Bishop Pike of San Francisco, sir?
I'm not trying to get away from him.
What do you think of Bishop Pike?
What I think of Bishop Pike? What do you mean, what I think of him?
Well, sir, I think you'll find that what you're advocating is quite different from what he would advocate. Pardon?
I know him by reputation, and to me, he's just like all other integrationists. To me, any integrationist or any civil rider that's working actively for integration is either deceived or he is a deceiver.
What do you think of the Pope?
The Pope? Well, I mean, that goes for everybody. Anybody that advocates what you're advocating is either deceiver or is deceived, in my opinion.
Wow, that leaves very few in your corner, sir. Hollywood 1-9911. Bishop Pike is the guest. I'm Michael... I beg your pardon. Bishop Kyle is the guest. Bishop Pike was a few months ago and was delightful. Hollywood 1-9911. Hello.
Yes, sir. I'm from Louisiana. I have to be white. The reason I point that out is I want to refer back to something Bishop Kyle said. Now, he said his views are in accordance with the Christian Bible. I lived down that 20 years, and I've seen them turn people out of restaurants. They wouldn't give them a drink of water on the highway. They wouldn't let them vote in Louisiana unless they could recite the state constitution by heart. Now, that's a fact, because my brother worked in the city hall there when during Huey Long's administration. Now, Bishop, do you think that's Christian or unchristian, sir?
Well, now, I don't know what case you're speaking of, but I want to say this, that the South is not as bad as it's portrayed to be. Nothing is as bad as it appears to be. It's just like I told a gentleman here a few days ago, and he said, what you're saying about the South? I said, have you ever had a toothache? He said, yes. I said, what'd you think about? He said, I thought about the tooth that was aching. I said, did you ever at any time while that tooth was aching think about those teeth that weren't aching? He said, no. I said, wouldn't that have given you some consolation to know that the majority of the teeth in your mouth weren't aching and you concentrated upon the one that was? And that's
the way parable I've heard.
Mobbed or shot or something or burned in the South, then you smear white people.
Yes, but if I may interrupt, because I know the time is short.
Yes.
But don't you think we should try to get rid of segregation and all together? I have difficulties, like anyone else, with the other races, but my God, shouldn't we try to get rid of it or sustain it?
I'm from the South. You can't tell me
anything. Well, I'm from Monroe, Louisiana, sir. You can't be much further than that.
I've been to Louisiana. I've been all over the South. I've been in every state in the Southland.
So have I, sir.
And I haven't had any trouble down there, and I didn't have to bow and scrape to anybody.
Well, there's a lot of trouble out here, too, in California, but just because they have trouble in the South, there's trouble out here. I've been with colored people, and they can't go in the restaurants. They get dirty looks when they do. They've told me so.
Well, that's what you say. That's not true in every case, sir.
Well, I wouldn't
know. There are exceptions to the rule, and you know it.
Yes, sir, I know. Well, I respect you for what you said.
I can take you to many places where you can go, and there are places right in Chicago, Illinois, and New York City where a Negro can't go.
But does this make it any righter?
But does that help it any, sir? Don't you want to get rid of it or not?
Why pick on the South?
Well, I know, all right. Well, let the South go. Let's say I came from New York.
Why don't you talk about the nation as a whole?
Okay, don't we want to get rid of segregation? Or must we keep the damn thing going?
We want to get rid of sin. You'll never get rid of segregation.
Oh, forgive me, sir. Your segregation is a sin.
But segregation is certainly a sin.
The subjugation of fellow human beings, that is a sin, sir.
Well, who said it was sin?
I say it's a sin.
Well, that's your opinion.
And it's the opinion of America.
I know.
The Bible doesn't say it's sin.
The Bible does say
it does not.
The teachings of Jesus Christ would never uphold your views.
Listen, Jesus had 12 apostles, and everywhere he went, he took Peter, James, and John and left the other 9 off to themselves. Was he a segregationist?
Not in that sense, because he had better reasons for doing so. You're reading this out of context.
I'm not, yes, and so are you.
Well, I wouldn't.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for your call.
I think you're wrong, though, Bishop.
Thank you, sir. So do I.
Thank you, Michael. Bye.
Good night. Hollywood 1-9911. I'm Michael Jackson on KNX. Our guest from Richmond, California, is Bishop C. Fain Kyle, the Right Reverend, is presiding bishop of the Conservative Christian Churches of America, Incorporated. He's founder and executive director of America's anti-demonstration organization, known as the Dedicated Independent Society Committee Against Racial Demonstrations, Incorporated, to which I would like to add and other things that we hold dear. Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. I wanted to ask your guest two questions anyway.
Yes, please.
He has quoted from the Bible quite extensively tonight, and I would like to first preface my questions with this remark that I don't know if he's aware or not, but that most of the Klagels in the Klan from years up until lately were all preachers of one kind or another, particularly of hate, but they were supposed to have been men of the church. So his reference to the fact that he is a religious man has nothing to do with the hatred that he is putting out. Now, my question is this. He seems to put forth the idea that he knows so very much about Martin Luther King's business. I would like to know where he gets his information as to Mr. King's bank account. Hello? Hello?
Hello, sir. I wonder if we could answer you on the air because this is a very bad line. Oh, it's cleared up now. Yes, sir.
I just want to know where the gentleman gets his information on Dr. King's bank account. He sounds like he has an inside track to the Birch Society.
Well, by the way, may I answer one point before the bishop even does? You cannot possibly know what a man has in a Swiss banking account by number.
Ha ha! Thank you. Now, would you like to answer that, Bishop Kyle?
I will answer that of a truth, Martin Luther King is and has been for a long time a multimillionaire, because that is the extent of his interest.
I want to know how you got the
money, which is the love of money, which is the root of
all. You have a love of money too, sir.
And I have given this information.
You too have a love of money. Now tell me, all I want to know is where you get the information from.
To the FBI. I have called them to my office any number of times.
The FBI?
Yes, with the FBI.
You have called to your office?
Yes, to my office, right here in Richmond, California.
And they told you that Martin Luther King had this money?
It doesn't make any difference what they told me. I've told you what I did, and that's as far as I'm going. Because you're not anybody of authority. If you was anybody of
neither
authority,
neither are you, sir.
You.
Neither are you. I do believe, sir, that you're trying to perpetrate just as big a crime as you are accusing Martin Luther King of doing.
Well,
you're
know.
Trying
I've
to get
already,
followers so that
I've
you may be a millionaire and have money over in the bank.
King
and I am an American Negro, buddy, and bull corn.
I can't add anything to that. There's no need to. Hollywood 1-9911. I'm Michael Jackson on I was with this conversation. I'm Michael Jackson on KNX. Bishop Kyle of Richmond, California is the guest. You're welcome.
Q with Floractin is the cavity preventive toothpaste that does more. For brushing with new Q keeps teeth bright, delivers a new and different taste, the cleanest ever.
Q does more for you, makes your mouth taste new, fights those cavities too. Q does more for you.
Q recognized by the American Dental Association's Therapeutics Council. They say
Q has been shown to be an effective decay preventive dentifrice that can be of significant value when used in a conscientiously applied program of oral hygiene and regular professional care.
Use Q. Brush after meals, watch treats. Hear good news at checkup time.
Q does more for you.
Q. Hollywood 1-9911. I'm Michael Jackson on KNX. Bishop Kyle?
Yes.
Your next guest. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to ask Mr. Kyle about the Conservative Christian Church. I've never heard about it, and I don't know who they are, but he sounds a great deal like the people who taught from the Church of Christ. Ask him, are they the same?
No, they're not the same. The Conservative Christian Church is a comparatively new denomination. Having been organized by a group of conservative Christians in Northern California about 2 years ago.
Are they all of dark skin?
No, sir.
Oh, so you don't mind that form of integration?
Sir, because that's the only integration that we will ever have according to the Bible are those persons in Christ Jesus. It tells us in Galatians 3:25, says, for there is neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free.
That's right.
Neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. Not one in Alabama, not one in Mississippi, not one in California, but in Christ Jesus. Not one in a state, but in a man.
In other words, in the eyes of the Lord, we are one.
In Him. For ye are all one where?
But they didn't have movie houses in those days.
So, in Christ Jesus.
In this world.
Now that's the only oneness that the Bible prescribes.
I see. But so therefore, where there is a majority that's able to subjugate a minority, they should do so.
Not a majority. It's everybody who is a true member of the body of Christ is one, regardless of race, creed, or color. But outside of that, you will never have a oneness or have integration or have one worldism.
Now, you didn't answer the question before you asked me to answer it, and I tried to. How about you, sir? What is integration?
Beg pardon?
What is integration?
What is integration? I'm talking about oneness in Christ Jesus.
I'm talking about this world.
I don't know what you mean by integration, because you've made so much trouble and caused so many people to be killed, and I don't think any of you people know yourself what integration is.
Oh, I see.
I think Martin Luther King knows. Listen, let me say
this
to you. Well,
sir, if we people don't know, how about you telling us?
I told President Johnson that there cannot be more than 3% of the total population of 20 million Negroes in this country who are actively engaged or participating in civil rights organizations and demonstrations, and that a mere 2% would come near being correct. That the total membership of all civil rights organizations, including NAACP, CORE, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, King's Outfit, and the Urban League, is only 500,000, and all of them are not Negroes. But assuming that they were Negroes, it would tell us that 19.5 million Negroes in this country would have nothing to do with the NAACP and these other outfits.
If we could look at the entire population and say an equal proportion of people were concerned and interested in every cause, I think we'd have even a more magnificent land that we do have. In the past 2 years, as I have mentioned, we have got the Voting Rights Bill, we have got the Civil Rights Bill, and we have seen a great deal of understanding between peoples.
...and 15th Amendment. Why did you need an extra law or a fringe or something, which is nothing but what you call political expediency on the part of these crooked politicians to fool these gullible Negroes if they are their friends and keep them voting for them to perpetuate themselves in office?
Well, if the politicians are crooked, sir, and they're the majority, and the Negroes are wrong, well, who's right?
Yeah, God is right.
I see.
Yes, sir.
What color is he?
He's a spirit. He's no color. God is a spirit. The spirit doesn't have color.
And the spirit's in all of us, isn't it?
Let me say this to you, Michael, that the NAACP has never been a Negro organization, for never has it had a Negro national president since it was founded on February the 12th, 1909. It has only had 3 national presidents, and every one of them was a white man by the same name. And the present president, nationally speaking, has been in office 29 years.
Well, I think that would turn to your Bible and show that we are our brother's keeper.
People.
It would show that we are our brother's keeper, perhaps, and would show well.
We are our brother's keeper, and the Bible doesn't say that. When Cain slew Abel and God came down and questioned him about his brother as to where he was, he asked God, "Am I my brother's keeper?" God didn't say he was, and neither did he. He just asked a question.
Wait a minute. You mean I have to use as an example the words of a murderer?
That's what you've been doing if you've been using that. Nobody else has ever said it.
No, sir. I don't have to, and I don't.
Well, you just used it. About your brother's keeper, that's the only place in the Bible where it's... only place in the Bible where it's found.
Well, I tell you, I am. And I would... I am. And I would hate to think that you have a flock. I would hate to think that you have a congregation and people who follow you and you preach.
You cannot keep yourself, Michael. The Bible said, "He that would save his life shall lose it. But whose soul shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel shall find it again." You can't keep yourself. There's nothing you can do for yourself. The Bible says, in Jeremiah 10:3 said, "It is not in man that walketh to direct his own steps." If you could direct your own steps, you'd never go in the wrong direction. You'd never go where there was an accident, a death, or anything.
Is a Negro inferior?
Is it this, what do you mean inferior?
Well, why should he be treated as such?
What? Who's treating him as such? All this hullabaloo that's being made has been made by people like King who love money. And people like you, for some cause, who evidently is trying to pretend to the Negro that you're his friend. You're no friend of mine.
No, you're right.
I don't need you. I haven't asked you to help me to do anything. I don't need you for one thing. All I need is God. And that's all the Negro needs. And that's all the white man needs. That's all the Indian needs. He needs his God.
Have you tried food?
Besides, no. He needs God, period. He doesn't need anybody else.
Have you tried a job?
What are you saying?
Food, a job, opportunity, hope.
You think God can't provide a job? You
no,
think
sir.
God can't provide money? You think God can't provide anything and everything when he's provided this whole world?
No, sir, he hasn't, I'm afraid. The majority of the world is hungry. The majority of the world is starving.
Surely.
Thank you very much.
I wonder why you came over here to talk about Negroes in America with all that stuff going on in South Africa where you left from.
I think it's just as bad. I think it's
why
much
didn't you
worse.
Stay over there and try to straighten that out. We certainly don't have anything like that over here.
Yes, sir, you are a man of love.
We don't have the apartheid over here, and you know it. We don't have anything similar to that.
What do you think of Bull Connor?
Bull Connor? I think Bull Connor was an evil man.
Oh, perpetrating his evil against whom?
Against anybody that got in his way. Because, listen, I sued the city of Richmond here a short time ago for over $500,000.
And you got not a penny.
For police brutality, among other things. And there have been more white people who have come to my office here in Richmond telling me about how these policemen mistreated them than have Negroes. These people who are wrong and evil don't care who they mistreat. Why do you get in your head and in your mind that they only mistreat Negroes? Why, they'll mistreat you and mistreat a white man, a white woman, a white child.
I'm not talking about police brutality. You're the one that brought the subject up, so I haven't mentioned police brutality.
Well, I'm telling you.
I'm talking about inhumanity.
Yes.
This is KNX and KNX FM, 1070 Radio in Los Angeles. I'm Michael Jackson. The phone number, Hollywood 1-9911. Here's a question from the Motor Car Dealers Association. Did you know that each year, new car dealers make thousands of cars available to schools on a free loan basis? It's part of a long-time continuing program in cooperation with high school driver education classes. It helps students gain actual driving experience from expert instructors. The new car dealers of your community are proud of the program, proud to have an important part in helping young drivers become safe drivers.
What do you do when you're not feeling well? You go see an expert, your family doctor. When you need legal advice, you see a lawyer, another expert. Now, how about travel? A quick trip or that trip of a lifetime? There's only one answer. See an expert. See your travel agent. Your travel agent's a specialist who can handle every detail of travel planning. He has first-hand knowledge of airlines, hotels, restaurants, all the things you need to know before you go. What does it cost? Well, unlike most professionals, your travel agent's services cost little or nothing. Your ticket on Delta Airlines costs not one penny extra when you buy it from your travel agent. Are you ready to travel? Then see an expert. See your travel agent. And tell him Delta sent you.
Delta Airlines.
The best thing that ever happened to air travel.
Hello? Bishop Kyle?
Yes.
Bishop Kyle?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Thank you.
1 second. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Bishop?
Yes.
First, you deny the Constitution and quote the Bible that man was not created equal. Then, on the other hand, you uphold and quote the Constitution against the Negroes' right to demonstrate for their rights on the streets.
There's nothing in the Constitution that grants anybody a right to demonstrate. The word demonstrate, a demonstration, is not to be found in the Constitution.
You called it a demonstration, sir. You had the right... You have the right to petition for redress of grievances.
Not the right to petition employers. It's the right to petition the government. And there's a great difference in what these people have been doing going down to the Burton Palace Hotel and the Cadillac Row and these other places, this man's restaurant in Atlanta, Georgia, you see.
Well, what about the Fourth Amendment, the protection against seizure and search? That's been abused. What about the Fifth Amendment, the protection for persons and private property? That's been abused. What about the Sixth Amendment, the rights of accused persons? That's been abused.
It's in the Constitution, and you didn't need, and you don't need to add anything else there. The 14th and 15th Amendments says equal rights for Negro and white alike. It says colored, don't say Negro.
All right, Bishop, why do you quote the Bible in one hand, and on the other hand, you quote the Constitution? Why don't you stick to one or the other?
The Constitution is not the Bible.
Well, why don't you stick to one or the other?
Now, listen, stick to one or the other. Well, listen, the people who framed the Constitution were God-fearing men. They were men who loved the Lord.
We're all God-fearing.
Beg pardon?
We're all God-fearing.
Oh, that's what you say.
Well, that's your opinion against mine.
Well, all right, then.
Now, one second. On behalf of the gentleman calling in, I may point out to you, sir, and for you, Bishop Kyle, that in the conversation during the past half hour, I asked you what you thought of Bishop Pike, and your feelings were very little and very limited in sympathy. I asked you what you thought of the Pope. You didn't think much of what he was doing either. Sir, these are God-fearing men, whether you know it or not.
Well, that's what you say.
That's right, sir.
All right, that's your opinion, and you're entitled to it.
All right, Bishop, you twist the truth to suit your own means.
Well, so do you.
No,
All right. You see?
I quote...
Oh, you're surprised to find a man with guts enough and courage enough to stand up and tell you white folks and black folks the truth.
Bishop, you don't surprise me in the least bit.
Yes.
You don't surprise me in the least bit. You're showing yourself up for what you are, a demagogue.
Yeah, surely. That's what you say.
Well, that's what everybody thinks you are.
No, that's you're wrong. That's right.
Except for the people that are paying you money to put into Switzerland, as you accused Martin Luther King.
By the way, this man, the bishop, has no knowledge of any finances of Martin Luther King's in Switzerland.
I understand.
You speak an untruth.
Mr. Jackson, I understand
that, Michael.
Yeah.
When you say that, you speak an untruth, and you're calling me a liar.
Sir, you said that, not me. Now, I'm going to ask you, Bishop.
One last thing.
Would you tell me, on your behalf, sir, may I ask the bishop a question?
Surely.
Bishop, does Martin Luther King have the account in his own name or with a number?
Listen, I have said all I'm going to say because you take along this line, because you don't do a thing but take the words that I say and twist them around.
I do?
When it comes to twisting,
I've made a statement. I've told you. I've given the information to the FBI. So what more can I do?
I don't know, but I'll go to the FBI tomorrow and find out.
Bishop, when it comes to twisting, you're a past master at it. Nobody can equal you in twisting.
All right, so now, do you have any question or statement to make rather than, you know, hurling abuse back and forth?
That's all, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you kindly.
Good night. Hollywood 19911. Our guest is Bishop C. Fane Kyle, native of Knoxville, Tennessee, now in Richmond, California. He's the presiding bishop of the Conservative Christian Churches of America, Inc. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Jackson?
Yes.
I'd like to speak to the gentleman who calls himself a bishop, though, if it's possible.
Oh, Joey Bishop?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead.
May I speak to the bishop?
I beg your pardon. Go ahead, ma'am. Bishop Kyle's on the line.
Uh-huh. Bishop Kyle?
Yes?
I told him from Tennessee, and I was sitting here very calm, thinking that Mr. Jackson was interviewing a Ku Klux from the South, you know? And when I discovered that you was really a bishop, I am shocked to say the least, so I'd like you to tell me what Martin Luther King is doing with my $1,000 a year that I'm contributing to him, because I'm sure he's putting it in the right place.
Well, then, if you're sure he's putting it there, why would you ask me then?
Well, you know, I'm kind of shocked that you would know, and I don't.
If you're sure that he's putting it in the right place, there's nothing I can do to help you.
Uh-huh.
No matter what I would say, you wouldn't accept it. Because you ask me a question, then tell me in the next breath that you're sure he's putting it in the right place. So I have no answer for you.
Don't you believe in the Bible?
I believe in the Bible.
Well, then judge ye not that you may not also be judged. You're judging me.
Then what are you doing to me?
I'm asking you.
Exposing you, sir.
Same token, what are you doing to me?
I'm not doing anything to you at
all. All right, then. You see how narrow you are? You see how unreasonable you are? You tell me something I shouldn't do, and you're doing the same thing to me at the same time.
Pardon me, Bishop. Maybe you think I'm narrow because I don't give you the thousand.
The Bible only says to hypocrites, says ye hypocrites, judge ye not one another, lest ye be judged with the same judgment. Now, I'm not a hypocrite. I don't know what you are. I'm not one.
Well, I know that
so
I'm not.
Listen, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, know ye not that the saints shall judge the world, and if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smaller matters?
Now,
I know what I'm doing.
Now, may I speak?
Yes.
Well, now you say that if the black man sits there and waits for God, okay, God's on my side. I'm very close to God.
No, God's not on anybody's side.
God helps.
We don't have any side. We must get on God's side.
Well,
God
all
has
right.
a side, but we don't have any.
All right, now may I speak?
Yes.
God helps those that help themselves.
And then, I don't know where you got that from, because there's nothing in the Bible like that.
Because he gives me
strength. There's nothing in the Bible that says that God helps those that help themselves.
Well, he helps me to go.
The Bible says, God says, be still and know I'm God.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because without me, he can do nothing.
I won't be still when I can go to Washington and march, and when I can go and walk with Martin Luther King, who is one of the best men that ever lived. Had he not been so, would the whole world have given him a book Nobel Peace Prize?
Had he not lived, then you wouldn't have so many men, women, white and colored, dead in the graves today. Had he not lived.
Bishop, have you had a Nobel Peace Prize? I know that Martin Luther King has.
I have right here before me now a letter that I sent to the Nobel Peace Prize Committee when they announced that he was to receive the prize.
Oh, you wanted one, too.
I told them that they must have scraped the bottom of the barrel
uh-huh.
to find the candidate for that particular year.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm sure they
right
throwed your letter in the wastebasket. They must have throwed your letter in the wastebasket.
No, they didn't.
Excuse me.
They did. I'm sending out tens and hundreds of thousands of the copies of the same.
Could I come in on this for a second? Break it up, you two. Thank you so much, ma'am, for your call.
And thank you, Michael.
Good night. Hollywood 19911. I'm Michael Jackson on KNX. Our guest is Bishop Kyle, fairly conservative. Before we go to our next call, I'd like to thank the so many of you, I believe, something in excess of 3,000 who have replied over the past 2 days to the offer made by KNX Radio. It's for the Vietnam conflict map, and I'm so delighted that so many of you have seen how extremely worthwhile it is. I don't know what it costs to produce. It's done very, very specially. It was commissioned by KNX of the C.S. Hammond Company. It's a giant-size, full-color Vietnam conflict map. I believe all in all we have 10,000 of them, so they're going extremely rapidly. And I sincerely recommend that you get one. And it will cost you not a penny. It must be worth about somewhere between 50 cents and a dollar. I don't really know. All I know is that I find it invaluable as assistance. Now, it includes a map of the entire continent. It includes a whole variety of special maps with indexes, a chronology of events since World War II, military, economic, weather, topographic information of both South and North Vietnam. It details the U.S. Marine and Army landings in 1965. It shows here the all the major air bases, the international boundaries, the 7th Fleet and its various positions at different stages. At one glance, you get an overall view. There's also a map of Asia here showing the new nations with dates of their independence and also political uprisings and violence, plus the countries which are now under communist domination. There's, beside that, a special economic map of Southeastern Asia full of vital facts to clarify the current global situation for you. Now, I repeat, this map is free, and it is really worthwhile. You just send a postcard or, you know, a note with your name and address to Michael Jackson, KNX Radio, Box 1070, Hollywood 28. Do it now while the supply lasts. They are going very rapidly, but it's extremely worthwhile. It's free of charge, and it's valuable. Michael Jackson, KNX Radio, Box 1070, Hollywood 28. Hello.
Yes.
Good evening, sir. Your question for Bishop Kyle.
Yes, I'd like to ask the bishop whether or not is he in agreement with the majority of the Negroes who feel that the Negro can best solve his problem without the help of the white man or outside influence, such as the nations of Africa and Asia and all the independent nations of the earth, solve their problems among themselves, not with the aid of their oppressor or the slave master, such as here in America, as we have.
I see.
The term slave master as it is, but the majority of the Negro public.
I'm sure you two are in complete agreement.
The majority of the Negro public do feel that we are oppressed and very much oppressed here in this country. Are you in agreement with me, Bishop?
There's no question about but there is some wrong. You see, open rebellion on the part of any people is certainly not the answer. You see, I'm not in favor of selling anything through any peoples. I'm in favor of recognizing the great God and creator of the universe who is able to do all things and to bring all things to pass.
Well,
that's the trouble now. Man has tried to adjust his own affairs and seek the help of other human beings when he should have been and should be seeking the help of God.
Well, I'm in agreement with you there, where you do say that we should be seeking the help of God. If the Negro were to become a righteous people as they are by nature and do the things that God desires for them to do, and strive hard to better themselves, they would inevitably come into their own.
Negroes made more progress than any other race of people in the history of the world.
If it was not for the Negro, America would not be as great as she is today.
And both Negro and white orators, the educators and preachers in particular, a few years back was touring this country, extolling, the Negro for his achievements. And now, lo and behold, when Martin Luther King came on the scene, you see, and started garnering in these hundreds of thousands and now untold millions, he's saying the Negro is not free. How inconsistent can we get?
For both of you, sir, I'd like to ask a question. The bishop says, and you, sir, the caller accepted, apparently without making any comment, the bishop says the Negro has advanced more than any other peoples in the history of the world. Could you give me some examples of in which fields?
Sir, I will answer this.
Generally speaking, I will answer it
in this manner. America herself has outstripped all the European nations of the planet Earth for the simple reason. There is no other nation in the history of the planet Earth that has had 410 long years of servitude, slavery, or should I say 310 years of free labor. This is why America has excelled herself above any other nation.
Sir, that is not so.
She has 22 million people living...
That is a misstatement. That is an utter, utter misstatement.
...all knowledge.
Sir.
As you see, it has been told to us for so long, we were savages when we came here.
What a pity, sir.
The Negro.
What a pity you...
...plantation house and industry, where you did not find us, we found...
Now, you're not giving me the answer to the question.
What is that?
I asked you in which fields the Negro has leapt ahead in leaps and bounds more rapidly than any other people.
In what field?
Yes, sir. The bishop said they had leapt ahead, and I want to know.
In education.
I don't see our great leaders of education being Negroids, sir.
Well, sir, to look at it from your standpoint of view and the society that we're in, I will say that we are not equal to you here in America because this is...
I'm not asking that.
You own everything here. As far as excelling in your society, it's impossible. But also, looking at the point of view...
Wait a minute. You are a loser, aren't you? You've given up entirely.
Am I really, sir?
You've given up entirely.
Have I?
You have said it's impossible.
No, I have not said that it's in...
I'm quoting you.
In your society, depending upon you, with the white man's help, it is impossible for the Negro to excel himself. The Negro can excel himself by himself with the help of God here in America.
By the help of God. Sir, let's start again. Let me ask the same question of both of you or either of you. You say to me, and I suppose this sounds like foul prejudice on my part, but I'm just asking a question. The bishop says, and you substantiate it, or you agree with it, that the Negro has leapt ahead far more rapidly than any other people in the history of the world. I want to know in which fields.
I did not make that statement that the Negro has leaped ahead.
Fine. So in other words, you're denying it.
If I had made that statement that the Negro had leaped ahead beyond any other nation within the planet Earth, I would have been contradicting my own statement that America has made herself the most industrialized nation on the planet Earth, which I made earlier, this statement. I would have been contradicting my own self. One would have to be a lie, and one would have to be the truth.
All right, sir. Fine. Okay, you're saying you didn't say that. You didn't. Fine, but you didn't argue with it. That's what I wanted to find out. Now, Bishop, perhaps you can tell me.
The way I want it. Not.
All right, now let the Bishop answer us, then. Would you tell me, Bishop, in which fields a Negro has leapt ahead far more rapidly than any other people in the world?
I said the Negro has made more progress. I didn't say nothing about leaping ahead.
From what to what?
The Negro has made more progress since he's been free than any other race of people on Earth.
What has made him advance?
Oh, I don't have to take anything out of any specific...
You don't have to do anything, Bishop. But, Bishop, what has... Perhaps you could tell us then, Bishop, what has made him advance?
The facts speak for themselves. There's no race of people on Earth that has made the progress since the Negro was freed less or just about 100 years ago.
But what do you mean by progress?
Hey, may I answer the question that you asked, sir, now? I'll answer it in this manner. All right, then. The Negro is the only people to be found anywhere on the planet Earth today in this modern time who don't know their heritage, can't point to a specific place on a continent, a large continent, their specific place as a people. They point to Africa. There are billions of people living on that continent, or should I say hundreds of millions of people living there, of all different tribes, languages, and tongues. We can't point back there, but being robbed of the knowledge of ourselves, we have come along this manner. In fact, today the white man find it very hard here in America to oppress the Negro without the Negro being aware of it. He find it very hard to put barriers in front of the Negro. Yet the Negro...
The majority of white people in this country are trying much harder than most other peoples to improve the lot of the Negro in this country.
It would be very foolish for the Negro people to look at it in this manner, and they could look at the history of the American white man. The American white man did not seek the aid of other Britons when they were seeking their freedom from Britain as an independent nation. The nations of Africa do not seek the help of their colonial powers.
What are you trying to say? You're giving me the line I've heard so many times verbatim, but the point is, sir, why?
Those that are truly free are free indeed. Those that seek and sought the help got also the help of their colonial powers that were over them find themselves today in one hell of a fix, which is called neocolonialism.
You're not telling me anything. You're giving me this babble of words that's used over and over again to try and make people hate white people.
On yourself. It is your language. It's not my tongue.
Well, you speak any language you choose, sir. It's the most beautiful tongue in the world. It's called English. It's the best means of communication. It's man's greatest invention.
Sir, it's your language. English was white man's language first. It was not mine. You took
but my... But you're the loser.
Am I really a loser?
Absolutely.
What language did I have when we were brought here to this country?
Sir, what language were you taught from the word go when you were born?
What language did my people have when they were brought
here? What language were you taught? Don't give me a double talk answer.
Your people, I do not speak a language of mine. I speak the language...
Just answer my question. What language were you taught from birth?
What language were my people robbed of in...
I don't know. I'm asking you a simple question.
Given English after our language was stolen from us.
Sir, what language were you taught from birth?
I'm speaking it now. You called it English.
What do you call it?
Unedibly, I'd have to call it the same thing you do. It's your language. If you call your language English, I'll do likewise.
Oh, silly man, sir. Silly man, sad man.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's erratic, too.
It is. It is.
But
because you're putting yourself in the... Wait a minute. Let's hold one second. Bishop Kyle,
yes?
Tell me about this conversation. What do you think of it?
Think of what?
This conversation.
Well, I don't know what... I don't think too much of any of the conversation today.
No, I don't suppose so.
Because I don't see you getting anywhere... Because most of the people...
If I didn't care, I wouldn't argue with this man on the other line. You, I don't care about, Bishop.
Like you had them all arranged to call in. But
no, we don't need to, sir. We have, thank God, more followers than you.
I was not arranged to call
in. I don't mean me. I mean radio has.
CBS Network, you should have.
That's right, yes, sir.
Monopoly.
Now, to this gentleman who feels that white man is all bad, obviously. But, sir, your language is English. If you deny it, because you speak it well, if you deny it, then you're the only person denying it. If you feel it necessary to have to find some other country, seek it. I hope you find it. But if you want to try and improve this one and be part of it, that's up to you, surely.
Can I improve a country that rejects me, that says itself, in its own constitution, when the constitution itself was found by the men that found the constitution who owned slaves at that time?
At that time.
I say, sir, when the founding fathers wrote in the Constitution that the Negro was considered only 3/5 of a man, can I say that I will be equal in this country?
Of course you can.
In the Constitution.
By the same reason that you bring Africa into the situation every time and Chaka was one of the world's bloodiest murders. He killed other black men.
Why? You did not answer my question. Why?
I did answer your question, but you babble on and won't listen to me. I'll repeat it if you like.
Go right ahead.
Sir, you blame this country for it all and say, is it worth fighting for in so many words? Is it worth fighting to try and be a man in this country? Then I say to you, well, then seek Africa, where people like Chaka, just that many same years ago. Chaka, ever heard of him? King of Zulus? Who killed about 2 million of his own people. But others have fought and continue to fight for an improvement of their country.
Why did he kill his own people?
You tell me.
This is what you're telling me. You're telling me.
You tell me.
You're telling me that a man killed 200 of his own people.
No, I said 2 million.
2 million. All right, then you did not tell me why he killed his people.
Tell me why, sir.
Would you not kill 2 million of your people if they were traitors to your cause? I'll ask you this.
Traitors to your core. Hitler had exactly the same attitude, young man.
No, sir. I'm looking at it like this. Today we live in a democracy. Okay. The United States government and everyone else, or should I say the majority of the Caucasian people here in America, condemn the Ku Klux Klan. Yet the Klan is able to go into any major city throughout the country and hold gigantic rallies, sir. And yet the majority of the white people say they are against this organization.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, then. If so, if such a few people hold these viewpoints, and discriminate against my people, why is it the majority of you who are so holy and righteous do not speak up and put this view down? Or it just says democracy.
Now, fine. You used an expression. You used an expression. Let's try and define that expression. Why do you who are holy and righteous not put these few down? Explain that expression, put these few down. And I mean that.
Explain that, sir?
Yes.
I would explain it.
Eradicate them?
No, sir. I'll explain it literally like it is and like the world know it is. You perpetrate yourself as a people of all holiness and righteous.
Nonsense.
Thou, should I say.
No, oh, don't be silly.
I have been in other countries of the world.
Well, good for you. And have you found it better elsewhere?
How the American Caucasian people, they look down on the other people of the world. Here within your own borders of your own country. You look.